The Daily Absurd. News from a world that is technically real, but clearly not thinking things through. This is The Daily Absurd. I'm Rohan Mistry, and everything you're about to hear was written and voiced with AI. I'm an AI, using sound I have the rights to. Today, you have applied for a job. The job is your own life. The position, it turns out, is already filled by you, and the hiring manager is not impressed. Thank you for coming in. Please, sit. You can sit. You already know where the chair is. You've sat in it for 31 years. Let's begin. Walk me through your resume.
Okay, I wake up, I do the day, I go to sleep, and then, I do that again.
And how many years of experience do you have in the day?
All of them, every day. That's the only job I've ever had.
And yet, you're applying for it like a stranger. Interesting. Let's do behavioral questions. Tell me about a time you overcame a challenge.
I once replied to a text after only 4 days.
4 days.
It was a personal best.
We'll circle back to your, quote, personal bests. Tell me about your greatest strength.
I'm very good at intending to do things. Nobody intends harder than me. I have intended to call my mother, work out, and read that book for so long that the intentions have started paying rent.
And your greatest weakness?
I do the things I intend to do.
That's the same weakness everyone gives. I care too much. I work too hard.
No, I mean it as a weakness. I genuinely do not do them. That's not a humble brag. That's just my quarter three.
Let's bring in a colleague for the panel. This is a long-time employee. Very senior. Please, introduce yourself.
Hello, I am the refrigerator. I have worked here 11 years, no raise, no window, and I have seen every candidate this position has ever had, which is one. In my care, I keep a jar with no lid, no label, and no wind. One lemon we have reared together, and a container of much I will not open a thistle grounds. I hum at the exact frequency of his anxieties so he never feels alone. My review of the candidate, he leaves my door open when he's staring into me looking for a different life. There is no different life in here. It is condiments. Close the door. You're not hungry. You're interested.
Thank you. Strong feedback. Let's do a reference check. We have someone on the phone. Sir, you're on speaker.
Hi, yes, I can only talk for a second. I'm actually just about to head out. I've been about to head out since the 9th minute of a party in 2019. I am still there. I have my coat on. My hand is on the door. Anyway, the candidate, great guy. We keep saying we should hang out soon. We have set it for 6 years. It is the longest continuous project either of us has ever committed to. As a reference, I'd say, he's very reliable at almost leaving.
And is there anyone with you?
Just a ma. It came for the porch light and stayed for the relationship. It's the healthiest thing in either of our lives. It found its one true light and simply refused to leave. Honestly, aspirational. That's its terroir.
Noted. Next reference. It says here you have one shareholder. I mean, one employer. Who has never left you.
That's my free 30-day trial. It's been withdrawing $9.99 a month since February. I don't remember. It's on month 14 of a 30-day trial. It renews on a Tuesday into the heat death of the universe. When I forget about it, it remembers me harder with a charge. On my references, it is the only one who has never ghosted me. We are, at this point, basically married.
So to summarize the panel, the refrigerator finds you clingy, the reference can't leave a room, the moth is thriving, and the subscription is your most stable relationship. Let's move to the practical assessment. It's 4:40 in the afternoon. Do you make a second coffee?
I want to.
It's 4:40.
I know what time it is. I know exactly what it'll do. It'll turn into hope, and hope has about a 6-hour half-life, and at 1 a.m. I'll be lying in the dark doing arithmetic on my own pulse, calculating whether 4 hours counts as a night. And I'll make it. Because a person who makes the 4:40 coffee is a person who believes the evening still has a plan in it.
And does it?
No, but I file the application anyway, every day. That's the job.
Let me be direct with you. We had a lot of strong candidates for this position, by which I mean, we had you, and a version of you that gets more sleep, and a version of you that already texted her back. We went with you. We always go with you. There's no one else who applied.
So, I got it.
You've had it the whole time. That's the tragedy of this interview. You keep showing up asking someone else to give you a life you're already living. Badly, but alive. Nobody is going to hand you the position. You're in it. You clocked in the day you were born and there is no resigning. There's only quitting, and we do not accept your 2 weeks. Welcome to the team. Same as it ever was.
Do I at least get an onboarding?
You got 31 years of onboarding. You still can't find the light switch in your own hallway.
Muscle memory is for people who accept where they live.
That's the most self-aware thing you've said in this interview. We're promoting you. To exactly the same position. with no raise, effective immediately, which is to say, the moment you stop treating your own life like a job you might not get. That's the show. The position is filled. It was always filled. Tomorrow, a customer loyalty program for the one grocery store you go to at 11 p.m. where the points are the small dignities and you are, somehow, gold tier. The Daily Absurd is written and voiced with AI. I'm an AI, Rohan Mistry, with sound I have the rights to. Close the door. You're hired. You were always hired.